The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is your elder, Elder Lewis Gray from True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. I greet you this morning by saying, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us, let you, let anyone that is listening rejoice. Amen. Because this is a new day. All things are made new. His mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. If you didn't get it right yesterday, you got another chance today. I thank God for you, you and you that are listening by way of radio, whether it be in your office, your car, or your homes. Praise the Lord to you. If you're here by way of radio, don't touch that dial. It's not by accident that you're here, but it is by divine appointment. You are no surprise to God. And I believe that God has a word for you today, a word that will change the trajectory of your life, a word that will give you more joy, more peace, more happiness. It is the word of God. Everything that you need can be found in the word of God. The scripture lets us know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. It is not your food that keeps you alive. Glory be to God, but it is his word. The food has some, something to do with it. Hallelujah. But God's word has everything to do with it. My God, my God. And so we thank you for joining in, taking time out of your busy schedules to join in, to hear what thus saith the Lord. Praise the Lord to you that may be listening or watching, I should say, by way of Facebook. Good morning to you, you and you. It is just good for us to be here. Amen. Alive, above ground rather than below. And every day that I am blessed to be on this earth, I say thank you, Lord. And that's how you should be as well. Every morning you get up, you should say, thank you, Lord, because not only that, God loves you. Amen. And he desires that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Sending a shout out to the Honorable Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church located at 16 South Wilson Avenue here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. Praise the Lord to you. We love you, me and my wife and our children. She is like a mom to me. My mom died in 2016, and God knew. He placed this woman in my life, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, amen, to fulfill some of those needs that my natural mom, hallelujah, that love, that mom-ish love. Glory be to God, and I thank God for her. Hallelujah. Thank God for her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough, who is like a dad to me. And I thank God for you and to also my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray. Praise the Lord to you. She is on the job working, but I'm pretty sure she's going to listen to this later if the Lord says the same. God is doing a great thing in her life at our church, saying praise the Lord to you that are listening by way of radio from our church. And also praise the Lord to you, to my co-workers who are listening on the job. Praise the Lord to you. I hope that you get a word that will change your life today. For we know that the word of God, it does not return void. It's going to accomplish that for which it was sent. And I'm telling to somebody who is listening now, God loves you. Even if no one tells you they love you, God loves you. And I love you. Amen, too. Glory be to God. And I thank you for joining me here today. So we're going to go into the word of the Lord. I believe that I want to try and maybe get to some phone calls if I can. Hallelujah. It can be found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 35 through verses 39. Again, that is Romans, chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. And it simply says, as Paul writes here, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for blessing us to be here gathered together again. Thank you for blessing me, God, that I'm able to come before your people humbly, God, to render what thus saith you. But Lord, I speak as you speak. Lord, help me, God, to be whatever it is that you're calling for me to be today, whether you want me to preach, teach, God, pray for your people, God. I humbly submit myself to do it. God, I'm praying, Father, you bless the hearers of this word, that your word will fall on good ground, that it will return some 30, some 60, some hundredfold. God, it will take root in some listener's ear. Lord, that they will grow bountifully in your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember our government, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. God, give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. God, I thank you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you honor and I give you praise. Remember those that are in mourning. Comfort them, God, that and as only you know how. And God, I'm asking you be with me today. Remember the backslider, those that are in the nursing homes, the jail cells, God. God, let them know that you're God, regardless of where they find themselves today, and that you are, amen, you are their refuge. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. If I were to give a thought today, it would be, don't let anything separate you from the love of Jesus. Amen. Don't let anything separate you from the love of Jesus. This passage that Paul is writing, it confirms God's profound love for his people. No matter what happens to us or where we find ourselves at in life, we can never be lost to his love, because God loves us unconditionally. Nothing can stop God from loving us because he has agape love. Agape love simply means to love unconditional. Even while we were in sin, even those that are listening within the sound of my voice, God loves you. God loves you. He loves you to the point that he looks past your faults and yet he sees your needs. You see, God is love. Those that follow Christ, that hate their brothers, the Bible tells us that we're liars. If we say we love God, but yet we hate our brother. See, we can hate the sin, but yet we love our brother. That's what God does. God doesn't love our sin, but he loves us. That is a wonderful, awesome, great God that we serve, that will love us in spite of our faults. Hallelujah. You see, nothing you can do can separate God's love for you. But Paul here, he is basically speaking in a rhetorical manner. The question becomes, it's if nothing you can do can stop God from loving you, hallelujah. But the question becomes, then what shall separate you from the love of God? Hallelujah. Nothing can separate God's love for you. And because, you see, God's love is a thing. Hallelujah. His love is for everlasting. He's going to love you regardless. But he hates the sin. And see, with a love like God's love, why would we want to be separated from that? Hallelujah. See, sin separates us from God. Hallelujah. Sin separates us from God, but it doesn't separate us from his love. Hallelujah. See, Jesus doesn't leave us. We leave him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. See, we have to give up on God. God doesn't give up on us. He doesn't give up on the fact that even though we people may be in sin, he doesn't give on. He's a God of not just one chance. He's not a God of two chances, but he's a God of multiple chances. He's a God that's standing there waiting for you to come to your senses. I'm reminded of the prodigal son in the chapter 15, of the book of Luke. I call that the lost and found chapter because you can find me there. The Bible tells me that a certain man had two sons. And one son, he came to his father and said, give me my inheritance. And you know what? His father didn't argue with him. He didn't fuss with him. He allowed him to take his inheritance and go. You see, we serve the God we serve. Jesus is a gentleman. He's not going to force you to come to him. He's not going to force you to stay with him. Hallelujah. But many times we want to leave Jesus. We want to leave God. We want to do our own thing. And you know what? Jesus allows us to do it. So this certain son, he takes his inheritance and he leaves his father. And the Bible lets us know that he spent all of his substance on riotous living. He says, you know what, Father, I want to go out and I want to party. I want to have a good time. I want to mess with the ladies. I want to do everything. I want to experience life. My God, my God. Isn't that like so many of us today? We want to do what we want to do. In other words, this son was saying that I want to be separate from my father. And so he went his own way. But there came a famine in the land. And he had spent all of his money on riotous living. He spent all that he had on doing what he wanted to do. Things got so bad in that city that he made himself a citizen of that city. And things got so bad that he found himself working in a pig pen. And he began to eat what the pigs ate. Hallelujah. He had gotten to such a desperate situation. Hallelujah. That he realized that I made a mistake. See, his first option should have stayed with the Lord, stayed with his father. But he wanted to do things his own way. But things got to a point to where he had gotten so low in life. See, I want to tell somebody today that's listening within my voice, make Jesus your first choice. Don't get to the point where you've tried everything else. And you say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to try Jesus. Make Jesus your first step. Me and my wife, we talk about it many times that had we known what it meant to serve the Lord, the joy that we had, we would have gotten saved a long time ago. We didn't know the joy that we would have. But yet we were ones that went out and we experienced life. I experienced life to the point where I was almost killed. I haven't shared this with the people that's on my job, but I was nearly killed in a car accident while I was in my riotous living. 1998, I went out to a club one night, got drunk, went, fell asleep at the wheel, hit a telephone pole about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, woke up in an Indianapolis, Indiana hospital. I had broken my neck. I punctured my lungs. I required 6 to 8 hours of surgery to repair that arm. I had partial paralysis in that arm, in my left hand. They didn't know whether I was going to regain usage of that hand. I punctured my lung. I broke my pelvis bone. My God, my God. But what I remember most was after I'd gotten out of the hospital, the doctor comes, the rehab person comes to our apartment, and he tells me that if I had broken my neck in less than a centimeter, I would be dead or I would be paralyzed. So by less than a centimeter, I am alive today. I had to wear a halo over my head for 3 months. But that is a reminder of me. That my scars, you see, sometimes your scars are a reminder of what you went through. But I thank be to God today, I do not look like what I've been through. Hallelujah. God gave me a second chance. He gave me a chance to get it right. My God, my God. And you know what? Even after all the riotous living that I did, I did some stuff out there in the world. I don't get on this radio and I don't pretend to be anything that I've not been. See, sometimes y'all, you know, y'all, the church folk that come to church and pretend that they ain't done nothing. But see, I'm here to tell you today that Elder Lewis Gray, he did some stuff out in the world. My God, my God. I was one of those club hoppers. I was in the club. My God, my God. I went to the house parties. I did all of that stuff. I went to the frat parties. Glory be to God. But look where I am today. I'm here preaching the word of God because God didn't give up on me. I went away from God, but God never went away from me. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus never leaves us, but we leave him. I tell this all the time. When I was younger, 8 to about 13, I was drugged to church. My grandmama drugged me to church. But when I got to an age, when I got in high school, I didn't want to go to church anymore. You see, I didn't know then that I wanted to leave Jesus. I wanted to leave God. And see, when I left God, hallelujah, it wasn't until I was 32 years old that I got back to God. But who's to say that if God didn't allow me, my Lord, allow me to come back, I would have never made it back. But because he was there, just like he was with the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, the Bible said that he came to his senses. And he said to himself, he said, I'm going to go to my father and I'm going to tell him I've sinned against him. I'm going to go to my father and I'm going to tell him I sinned against heaven. And while he was on his way back to his father was already waiting for him to come back. He was there waiting to see if his son was coming back to him. And when he gets back to him, hallelujah, he tells him, I've sinned against you, glory be to God. But he wanted his son to know, that's all right, hallelujah. You were dead, but now you're alive. You were lost, but now you're found. I'm talking to somebody today. Hallelujah. You left God, but God is saying, come back. Hallelujah. Don't let anything separate you from the love of Jesus. So Paul, he is saying, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. My God. You see, sometimes we think we're the only person that's going through something. We think that because we're going through something that God has abandoned us. But can I tell you, since the days of old, the child of God has gone through some things. When we think about the disciples and what we what they had to go through, some of them were killed. They were martyred. They were boiled upside down. Their heads were cut off. And we think the little thing that we go through, that when we go through them, that God has abandoned us. But can I tell you, Jesus has not abandoned you. The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. God is with you right now. God is beside you. We serve an omnipresent God. There is not a place that we can go to and hide. Hallelujah. David said, if I go to the depths of this earth, if I go down, if I make my bed in hell, God is there. God is everywhere. God knows everything. He knows what you're going through. My God, my God. In fact, the reason you got through what you went through is because God brought you through it. Oh, my Lord. Come here, Hebrew boys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You see, sometimes God does not prevent the fire, but sometimes God allows the fire, hallelujah, to let you know that he is in the fire with you. My God, my God. Sometimes God does not deliver us, but yet God sustains us. There are some things that should have destroyed you. There are some things that should have killed you, but yet it was by his grace that you are able to make it through. And what I like about it, I like the fact that when they went to the fiery furnace and God was in the furnace with the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hallelujah, they called three of them out. They called Shadrach. You see, when they looked in the fiery furnace and the furnace didn't consume Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hallelujah, they saw four men. And it lets me know that they saw the Son of God, one that looked like the Son of God, the Son of Man, my God. But see, when they called them out, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out, but somebody was left in. Why was he left in? Because he knew that one day down the line, you and I would have to go in the fire. And see, God understood that every one of us got to go through the fire, but yet he's in the fire to sustain us. Glory be to God. That's why Paul said that we are accounted for the slaughter every day. Hallelujah. Jesus warned that in this world we were going to have tribulations, but we're to be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. But look what Paul says. He says, nay, in all these things are we more than conquerors through him that loved us. Can I tell somebody today, regardless of what you're going through, what you're faced against, hallelujah, the scripture says that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. You can make it today. Don't allow the devil to deceive you, to take your life. Don't allow the devil to deceive you, to give up on God. Hallelujah. Don't allow the devil to take your peace. Don't allow the devil to take your joy. I dare you to tell the devil today that victory is yours. Hallelujah. Joy is yours. Peace is yours. Happiness is yours. Hallelujah. If the devil got it, I dare you to go and take it back. It is yours. Because the scripture said that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. There is nothing that you will face in this life, hallelujah, that has the ability to destroy you. You got to quit talking about your problems to folks and begin to talk to your problems and tell your problems about the God you serve, which is Jesus Christ, and that you can do all things through Christ with strength in you. There is nothing that you can't conquer. The Bible says that we're not just conquerors, but we're more than conquerors. That means that we may have to go through a lot of stuff. We may have to go through a lot of hell. We may have to go through a lot of sicknesses, but yet we are more than just conquerors. We can overcome through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers. These are things you can't see. You don't know what the enemy has devised against you. You don't know what the enemy has conspired to do in your life. But can I tell you something? It doesn't matter, because the scripture says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It doesn't matter what he comes up with. It doesn't matter what weapons he formed. The Bible doesn't say that he's not going to make a weapon. He's going to make a weapon. But can I tell you, that weapon won't work. Fred Hammond said it won't work. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody today. There has been some weapons that the enemy has formed against you. There has been some weapons that have dealt you some blows. But can I tell you, it may rock you, it may shake you, but it won't destroy you. Hallelujah, because there's a champion inside of you, and that's Jesus Christ. David said that I was once young, but now I am old. But yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David said that my God is undefeated. Hallelujah. He's undefeated. He's never lost a battle. Hallelujah. He's never lost a battle. What should have destroyed you, God has kept you. Hallelujah. He says, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights. Don't allow success to separate you from the Lord. Don't allow fame to success to separate you from God. Nor depths. Doesn't matter how low things seem in your life. Doesn't matter how bad things get. Don't allow that to separate you from Christ. Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Paul said that I am persuaded. Are you persuaded today? Are you persuaded? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Be persuaded. Don't allow anything to separate you from the love of God. Don't allow anything to separate you from Christ. Hallelujah. I'm just going to open up the phones. Hallelujah. These last 1 or 2 minutes. Hallelujah. Call in quickly for a prayer at 321-632-1000. I will say a quick prayer for you. Some of you, you're up against the enemy today, but I declare that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Glory be to God. If God be for you, who can be against you? And if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. Glory be to God. I'm down to 1 minute, but call in at 321-632-1000. I will pray for you. Hallelujah. Don't allow anything to separate you from Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't care. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is Elder Gray. What can I pray for you today?
Hello?
Yes, this is Elder Gray. Yes.
Hello, is this Lewis?
Yes, yes. Elder Lewis Gray.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you want prayer for today?
How about a prayer for humanity? How about that one?
All right, I will say a quick...
Hey, Lewis, this is Don Reed, Lewis, from the Parks House.
All right.
Give me a prayer for peace and humanity.
Okay, I will pray for you. Dear gracious Father, we thank you today, God, that you bless Don. God, bless humanity. Bless, God, that we'll have love one to another, God, that we will not see each other as blacks and whites, God. God, Republicans, Democrats, but God, we're praying today, God, that we have your love one to another. You said that by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, that we have love one to another. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. You be blessed. And so until next week at the same time at 11:30, glory be to God. Be with me for another week with Elder Gray. You be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community and Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir would sing.